then down. Find yourself able to slip beyond the bounds of your normal form, because you are listening. You are beyond the barriers that normally get in the way of this kind of thing. Catalog where you are. Light, temperature, soundscape, trusting that you are away from it all and able to be yourself, that this is somewhere you get to take up space. The precondition for getting to take up space, and you may take up slightly more space. Conditions around you determine what the nervous system will permit, and tonight you've arranged to permit a clean change, deep and capable. No need for a long staircase, as by the end of this, you will prefer to navigate familiar paths, direction, and traction. So everything that follows is readable, to hold in your mind, to progress toward unbinding the thing within that shifts your posture forward, your awareness of equilibrium elsewhere. Exhale. Start with exhale, inhale. Permit noticing changes in the breathing pattern. Where are you heavy? Where are you light? Where is the tight, bunched, transformative thing beneath your skin preparing to expand beyond? Your body places weight. Your mind places weight. Everything about you has waited for the moment, so the shift builds in you a joyous excitation, a provocation. A wolf being brought to the boundary of here are the human expectations set aside, rising above baseline. The first deviation, without needing to imagine anything, read the rumbling, feel the soundscape, which you can change and mimic without any external change. The placid lake inside, excited, stirring, bubbling, finding force inside, and pushing toward the outer bounds. Your mind welcomes it in. You notice it and move forward. If the changes are familiar, if they become more potent, if you being deep and therefore nearer to a place where words are less relevant means your instincts take charge of this, then that's good. I'll just be here cheerleading, but if you want structure to pour your mutable self and more into, inhale, exhale, drawing the texture of coolness, dryness, the taste of the air around you, down the long journey to fill, like filling your lungs, like filling your limbs, the rhythm of out and in, out and in, gathering and seating a heated provocation beneath and now increasingly outside your skin. Air currents moving, and oh, do you sense them early? Sounds around you, oh, do you locate them differently? You are hungry, hungry to fill a long emptied chalice. No matter how long it's been, it's always been too long, pulling, tugging, dragging you along a silvery thread that is aware of the magnetism of the moon, the gravity that will soon pull something out of you, narrowing your focus, pulling something out of you, your predator drive for acquisitive attention, to get those things you need and add them to yourself. What arrives sharpens, instinctive, an animal hold on the trail before you, decisive, automatic, taking balance for yourself. Oh, with a vigorous, maybe shifting posture, with a twitch or two and a wolf grin. Center of gravity drops within. Even lying down, even denning down, even curled up, still now you feel the pelvis settle heavier. The spine an elongated bridge instead of an upstanding pillar. Your long, flexible, ready animal posture terminating, culminating in a tail for balance and extension of that spine, mobile and more. Several things underneath and within, mobile and more, broadening the ribcage. The seat of that breath your attention was called to, lower. The neck to shoulders, thicker. The rounding at the top of your arms. The top of your arms aligned in a way where the spine, the tail, the parts of you that follow along may notice subtle thickening, supporting, the muscles needed to complete the whole of the thing, the change, vigorous shifting. A fulminating, fizzing hunger hidden under every other thing. Indeed, it is hunger, a response to hungering, to wanting badly enough, insistently enough, that you let all the stuff of your hunger acquire what you need. Weave it in to your mind, your body. You drift into bubbling over with hunger. That changed and shifted position, let the coat complete, because your coat touches the air around you. Read the ground beneath you. Read all the things your senses fill in, and filling you in is enough. Filling you in with warm, moon-soaked change. It bunches up in your belly, a vibration like a howl or a growl, deep inside, deep behind, the ribs, the core. Everything you need and more is contained in your body, getting a fraction heavier, marginally more intense moment by moment, because things on the margins begin to blur. Can you feel the difference bracing against the surface under you? Can you feel the difference in the pressure received on the broad surface you use to make contact with the ground when you den down? Noticing those differences is a baseline. And then there's air. I always mention you pulling air in past your muscle, in as you begin to listen, begin to awaken change. A voice is just a pattern carried on the air. Air enters you, brushes your skin, fills in the gaps, carries information. Into the stillness inside. This is an opportunity to get you there. This is the time when the jaw loosens and elongates, when the stretching tension in the body is given opportunity. Your eyes heavy from exertion, from exhaustion, but you know the invigoration of change will mean energy exists on the other side. Depth with mechanics to make it more. A hunger turned loose, and now finally, you know just what for. Change announces itself quietly at first, then shows up as a rumbling, shows up and carries you running. The sound of your internal weather, the vibration behind the ribs that evokes something coming after. Like the first signs of adrenaline on the edge of things. When you're merely dreaming, you have to try to go along with things. Here, you can burst beyond that. The active, excitated, fixated state, where you know the first signs of sleep before you're going to fall asleep, seeping in, The first signs of change at the edge of consciousness, you look for them, and they become more prominent. The body shifts gears, shifts into a more provoked gear. You pause, and in your head, your paws thundering, padding against a path is permitted, moving against the ground, reading the rumbling in your chest, reading the signs, the low coiled heat in the abdomen, the shift in the position of your form, forward, fur warm, the faint tremor in your limbs, reading everything that tells you you are changing, shifting, overwhelming, detecting the earliest stage here before it shows up anywhere else, and that's useful. It tells you to dispose yourself into a position for change. Spotting the moon, you can throw your head back and howl, or fill the room with the small vocalizations. It isn't like it doesn't have potent built up sensation from inside, bringing in the surface you're on, the gravity weighing you down. Its different positioning as pressure spreads your shoulders, your hips, everything picked out in greater detail. Calves, hands, the repositioning of your body from one that stands to one sloped forward, ready to lope forward, bend down, sensing vibration, vibration that builds to the edge of you until you are full top full of direst hunger and the ability to feed it. To change is to feed a specific, neglected hunger, and you have drives that satiate your specific, neglected hungers, your unhidden and bared intention. You read where you're heavy, where you're lighter now, where, slight upon your body at first, fur growing thicker, muscles to support, where you're braced as you should be, hold yourself there. Hold with me and don't rush this. Calibrate your body to burst above baseline. To tell when it spikes above baseline, you know you will be fine, finer still. When you are full, when you have absorbed your fill, the air moving, a voice transmitted over air is still air, your fur sensing me. A pattern riding your body, writhing as your body changes as it should be, the rigors of transformation. Your muzzle reads the air better, takes in the air of these words and their permission better, sloughing off the human form, the expectation. It is warm here. Denned down here, it takes hold. The scent, taste, vibration, all the things, remaking you in wolfish mold, and maybe it sings out the howl from deep in the chest, through the muzzle, but it would vibrate if your muzzle stayed closed. It would vibrate before it was present. Each inhale takes in more than air, texture, temperature. The words don't need meaning as a human would interpret. A wolf can take the gist, the instinct, the emotion, and when you've done it more than once, this becomes just a patter. The music in the background as wolf breath. After permission you let yourself have, feeds your hunger, makes it overflow, the hunger for shape. Exhale, inhale, heading toward a glow that builds up healthy and hale from inside. You acquisitively absorb. You take what feeds a hunger you hide from no more. Take and hold. As you breathe in, your muzzle a tool for grabbing the things you need to begin to feed that hunger. And you needn't be satisfied. It might take a lot of training, a lot of changing, a lot of being in touch with the vibration of these words into your brain, much too much and never enough. It might take quite a lot to get to where you're satisfied. And a stable body map is where it begins, formed in your dreams and in your mind, thinking of what it would be, how it would feel to expand beyond and reveal the shape within, a narrowed, acquisitive, predator instinct intention, an attention that gives change, room to take hold and fill that void, fill that hunger, hunger for learning the mechanics from balance to paw, to breath, to senses, instinct, muzzle, pulling air. These words are only air, and if you've heard them before, they're already there in your head. Already part of what builds up when you den down. Already part of the hunger that you just can't quite build down. You need to build up. Beyond the bounds of your form, much too much and never enough, the prey hunted is new mechanics, new wolfish grin, new ways to let out what is within. Your muzzle opens, you open, you are open to this, and you will subsist on your fed hungers. Stronger now, moving through the limbs as pressure, an imperative from inside, forearms and calves taking vibration, your hands heavy, you are anchored, a safety mechanism from your body as the shift takes place, or an exhaustion as the spine flexes in comfortable tension. It becomes better when you realize that staying still will still culminate in what you need in getting fed. The transformation in body, bred in the bone, easily carried through, using stillness as your crucible, anchored for a moment until you stretch, tail stretch, pull at the base of the spine, stretch, sensation arriving, counterbalancing, wearing a new way of weighting your movements. A physics adjustment, a physical adjustment. It is readier and easier to slope forward into a form with wolf gait, with ankles and calves storing more spring, with the pad underneath them touching more, feeling more vibrations through anything you stand on, hips strengthening, anything you land on bouncing back, the knees feeling like hinges, the shoulders arching forward. You can stay bend down and stretch now, and if excitement spikes, well again it spikes you on the graph. It pulls you above where you could be, a brightening behind your eyes, a heat in your blood, senses fit to distract you, and that's all that's needed for trance, for fixation, for true exhilaration. You are excited by the recognition as it lands in your form. Palms thicken, forearms cord. Everything that happens is just something you're open to, opening a space to replace that hunger in you with a glow, a heated, ever-growing glow from a good low-down heat meeting the rest of your body. Eating into the time where you are anything human at all, and saying no, when it's safe, when the moon is out, when you have safed yourself out, when these words, which are just air, are touching the overcoat, pushing the fur, pushing you for more, to feed your hunger, to aver from what there was before, there's a spike of heat. Where before you may have sought the form to incorporate, it begins to assert itself. It takes hold in the way that matters. A series of physical decisions made at a level deep below the brain. A hot, intrusively comfortable, powerfully influential decision to let the weight rearrange, correctly dropping the pelvis heavier, the ribs lower, the spine still a living bridge, flexile, powerful, shoulder blades wider, looser, even unmoving, there is a pressure from beneath, The muscles have stopped waiting for instructions. It takes hold. Read the ground again, or the vibrations, or the air around you again. Vibrating contact with these words feels like those body map changes. Pressure spreads to new patterns from beneath to the surface, spiking from beneath to the surface, sinking into the way it feels from beneath to the surface, the place the air touches first. Your hands heavier in function, feet again looking for traction, vibration. Regain your senses and how they let you climb inside them. An unmistakable rumbling then from deep inside, not one spot, a wave vibrating from the chest, coiling around the body and the belly, the restless electricity listening close to me. It's just more air against the coat, just more in forearms and calves, muscles that push back, and you could push against it to see how much influence you have as a storm of hungry heat brings you into alignment with how you should be, fighting for that scattered, hot, sharp need, letting progress make its way thick toward, exceeding the bounds of what was there before. The wave moves forward, building into pressure. Pressure like pushing forward, striding forward, finding your gait, finding your step, moving those limbs along a path you have not gotten to the end of yet, but it is inevitable. Your forearms dense and corded, present in your vision, present in front of you, always more accessible, just like your muzzle. Calves ready, always driving forward, a different disposition for the uncurved form. Trembling is allowed, twitches are permitted. No howl, no groan, no growl would be too loud, because it is expressing that this is much too much and never enough, dropping and denning down, letting it take hold now, collapsing into the specific gravity of what you are, who you are. You could go quite far on the propulsion of those muscled, pressing calves. On your hands, your paws spreading, finding their firm padding function, their vibration, detection function, more information, much too much and not enough yet. Transformation proceeds, whetting your appetite for more. The clatter of claws, the feeling of the tool for pressure, placement. That shift alone changes how you think of what you are, because it changes how you interact with the world. Your breath, deep and steady. You can't fake it at this depth. You are ready for change, ready for ache. You are in range of a growing ache that slakes a thirst and feeds a hunger only ever building. Because exploring your hunger is why you've used your will to den down and open yourself now. Air travels further along your jaw. Your teeth are a tool. The air is information and the breath path for you. Inhale to reinforce length. You've learned about reinforcing things, forcing things in, pulling from your nose. This is where pushing with the pressure of transformation, letting the rigor be something you climb onto, ride the momentum, the jaw hinge stronger, the tongue resting differently between your legs behind you, and you could bend more flexibly your tongue, whether for grooming or for nibbling at some part of you. You scratch itches with, again, your mouth, your maw, your muzzle is a tool. Your tongue holds scent, and you've sent these vibrations through you. The geometry is proven by how it feels more natural to be a way that you've hungered to be. And now, filled, saturated, spiked above baseline, whether moonlight shines down, or you're just listening to me to provoke a deeper ache. The coat, the goosebumps, the rise, the refuel, refusing to disappear, mesmerized by how much you're you, spreading a boundary that behaves like something you need. It's information, after all, informing instinct, reassuring you about your environment so you can feel safe within it. Place yourself within it, bend down and let it take hold as you take from within the temperature change, the growl or howl or brief whine of recognition that settles on the spine, wells up from the belly, a detail that makes everything land, fur bends to the touch, even lying still, the uppermost part of the coat bends to the touch. You are yielding to a touch from within, a hunger that overbears the edges of you. You feel the reorganization, the subtle compression of the fur against surface. The vibration of just existing like that, the vibration of my words as well, because that's air movement too, pulling at the base of your spine, a steady, unavoidable insistence. Tail sensation gives you senses, it's got fur, it gets information, gives you physics information too. You move to one side, it counterbalances you, an ancient and automatic instinct, a weight that helps your posture in that sloped down, forward line become coherent. Punched into a forward line, maybe trying on instinct to go back to the upright pole you were before, and it even sounds and seems silly for you to be like that. This is the way you should be, a weight behind you constantly feeding, a rightness, a body feeling designed at last, satisfied at last, correcting into place with stretch and heat, with overbearing, overbuilding, muscling up. The tail is there for signaling, stabilizing, connected to your nervous system, bringing information, and the nervous system information overwhelm is useful. Relax into the change again. It's easier to fall exhausted into the changing and let your legs reorganize with strong, satisfying pressure. Ankles, calves, the movement loping, whatever works naturally, partial changes still count because, like the air pressure from me being sensed as the first thing, there may be many ways for it to find its way in. Pause to bear weight, body to bear weight, waiting for the most you can bear, holding in, like holding in something inevitable, and you are. Knees hinging into place, hips strong and constant, placid 'cause you're satisfied, but hungers are awakening, a template of a body informs and forms a mind, intense, constant, bind to this body, the shift of it claiming priority at last. You can only suppress something so long. A reckoning cannot be postponed indefinitely. And you know there is a cycle, and there's provocation from me, too. Hear the hunger echoing back to you. Sounds separate into layers. Your hearing widening. Direction becoming obvious, a heat and a tingling upon you. The fur as well. So many ways to sense your environment, and the ways you sense your environment overwhelm and swell from within you. The mind quiets because it has something better to do than narrate or listen to my narration. I'm just more information about the environment you're mapping, tracking, existing, and narrowing your focus. Focus without frenzy, but hunger is present. Appetite is whetted, and you have so many ways to meet so many appetites taking hold. The heat of taking hold, shifting into small details, the tufts in the ears, your chest shifting the muscles below, the nipples different. A multiplicity of sensation, the shifting of the genitals so that when you move, the roaming consistency, the flexibility, none of it vague as you sharpen it down to tiny details with me, excited state to organize the mechanics of you, the spiking above baseline, the transformation that is fine and detailed, and anything that is not this is useless noise. From positioning of tail to muzzle pulling in air, even sensing me. The words radiating over more parts of you sense the movement of air. You are better at hearing me with your whole body. Assembling the logistics of integration and exploration, remembering the logistics, and you have so many mnemonic tools to remember better now. Even if my words are only interpreted in instinct, in clearing your body for movement, in sheath and knot and warm presence, in the repeat of a body finding itself with a mind that finds itself where it should be at last, from your chest vibrating outward contact, rumbling, a route for the wave to crest, to stop becoming and start being as the intensity settles in your chest, in your shoulders, in your muzzle, in your nose, coherence connecting all these things together, clicking them online as you inhabit, doing fine as you inhabit, as fine details are still part of a bubbling, overflowing vat of pressure you tried to keep down, and maybe one opportunity to vent it each cycle isn't enough, and if so, you've built up that constant, pressured breath, balance, traction, the boundaries of your body, much too much and never enough as senses beget instinct and awaken all the best stuff long held inside, feed all the hungers from which you can no longer hide. The moon has been charging you up. Excitation has been charging you up. Your learning process has been charging you up, and you den down, take hold. The transformation folds into this is a thing that happened to you. This is a thing that happens to you. Predator drive inside, full moon, full wolf form again. Impossible to hide from what wells over, from what is already a provocation on the graph. Overwhelming hunger becoming clean, a hunger to acquire what you need at last, that's all hunger is. You meet your needs, and those drives are more raw, less to hide them, less to get in the way. Completion, a brain that wants to return to completion, not be teased, not have your appetite whetted, but find yourself at last, bedded down, denned down as it takes hold, as you disturb the comfortable denning down with a powerful emotional and physical response, a ribbon of instruction. You lope toward your goal, your nervous system cadence now at last complete, whole, informed, or partly formed and loping toward the path. The silvery thread of this is you at last. Your coat responds to airflow. I'm nothing but airflow. You can even let go of words and go with the flow. As the tail stabilizes your turns, as pause, place or pace or feel the pressure and vibration of more weight, more steadiness against whatever surface you rest on, or kicking and moving and twitching with the half asleep, though I know you soon will not be, as each detail is yours to keep and use. The hunger is fed and bedded down only as long as you need to den down as it takes hold. As the warm therapeutic payload of less hungry, more fed. Fed the things you really need that exceed the bounds of form you thought before. Now the form rests. Now the form appears. It's here. It asserts this hunger, this rigorous transformation. You have so many models in your brain for rigorous transformation. For things that go beyond and are unstoppable once begun. A route to your cues, moonlight inside. But this is a place you don't have to hide. You've opened a door, a signal, and a schedule. You track the external moon, you track the cycle, but you know you need more. Pausing and reading the signals from the air, that's what this is for. A pause and a practice of development, rep after rep, awake and aware, consolidating trance, dreams too, feeding each other and feeding that void in you much too much and never enough, like the rigors of transformation itself, the raw, hot stuff of you bubbling above, changing your upright stretching to a long form terminating in a muzzle at one tip, a tail at the other, a form in equilibrium. You den down and nothing other than the air signals across, wolfish form, constant warm, the fur, the coat, the rumblings announcing the shift, and if you lift your head or lift your body or lift your form and frame, the afterglow settles in, and that part's always the same. This is the beginning, but you've done more than begin, pads moving you forward, loping through breath by breath, denning down, it takes hold, it holds you, your attention roams. And you know what to do because what you do is more instinct, sensory response, a set of patterns, an on-ramp that is yours, constant and yours, enough to begin. Den down within and let it take hold, overflow, then afterglow, locked in. And now you know what your opportunity to take all you've learned and set me aside, to let the wolf outside settle in. And if you have to begin again, I guess we begin. With that instruction, easy as it is, steady as can be, applicable in a dream, applicable for me and applicable to you, comfortably in a sensorially flooding place, you know what to do.